This is Mike.
And this is Michelle.
And you're listening to
the podcast.
Broadcasting from an apartment in a little corner of Podland, one brave couple with nothing better to do sift through life's sludge pile of mind-numbing entertainment to bring you the hidden gems that lie beneath. This is the Podcast.
Hello, everyone out there in podcast land. This is your co-host, Mike. Welcome to our first episode. It's our zero episode. Basically, this is Michelle and I's test drive episode. It's where we talk about how the show should be formatted and what topics we should be discussing on future shows. FYI, I'll be popping up solo every now and then to give you my 2 cents worth of what's being discussed. Don't worry, I'll make it as painless as possible. So sit back, pop open a cold one, and prepare yourself for the greatest experience of your life! Thank you.
Hello! Hello, this is Michelle. Welcome to the podcast. Okay, to you have downloaded our new podcast. Thank you, welcome, and welcome to our podcast. We are here. We have outsourced our podcast.
Okay, I'm sure that most of you are wondering why this show has no specific name.
Yeah, what's with the stupid beeping noise? What are you guys hiding, huh?
Well, first of all, we aren't hiding anything. We simply wanted to do something different that would attract attention. Plus, we wanted our audience to interact with us in a way by making up their own names for the show. So, if you really hate us, I guess a good name would be
the This Show Sucks Ass Podcast.
Or, if you actually like us for some strange reason, you could call it
the Damned Best Thing I've Ever Listened To Podcast.
Well, maybe not that one, but you get the point.
Well, I just want to make sure you were, you know, be heard.
Yeah? Well, I can be heard from coming from way over here.
Yeah,
and
not,
I could be
sure
heard from
can.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I was sitting in the chair, I'd be right here.
Well, it's because you have a loud voice. And
yes, I'm loud.
And I'm soft-spoken.
I think if you talk long enough, you'll be fine. Otherwise,
yes.
No one's going to hear you. They're going to be like, dude, that dude needs to talk. We hear that girl with the big mouth all the time.
Yes, I've heard some podcasts that are way worse than this recording.
Well, they suck.
So.
That's why they suck, though. No. We don't want to be one of those podcasts that people talk about and be like, those people suck. Don't be like them.
Okay. Well, that's one subject I definitely want to talk to you about is
okay.
Podcasting.
All right. Let's record.
All right. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. I'm just checking.
C, U, P?
Yes, guys, she is hot.
What?
I know, guys, they're going to say, she sounds sexy.
Whatever. You only think I'm hot.
I guarantee you're going to get letters from guys saying they like your voice.
Well, everybody, yes, and I know this. I've known this since I was young. Everybody likes my voice.
Yes, you have a nice voice.
Can I say that? Yes, I can be all sexy. And I talk on the phone. I think I can't remember. I remember being young and randomly calling people, just talking to them. Like, hey, hi.
I don't think you ever told me that.
I remember doing something like that. I don't know if it was random. I just remember kind of doing it. I've done that to where people, when I'm at work and wherever I've worked, if a guy who calls in has a nice voice, you start talking and flirting over the phone. I've done that.
I bet you have.
I always tell guys, I always flirt with the guys. They like it.
And you don't have to try and sound sexy, just talk normal, maybe.
Yes, I want
you
to
sound
sexy.
Yeah, see?
I can sound sexy. I want to sound sexy. Aren't I supposed to want to sound sexy?
doing it now.
Ooh, baby. Aye, papi. What?
Go ahead.
So, what? What?
What was that look?
That was the, how you doing? Hi. Hi. How you doing? Hi.
I thought you were going to do it again.
How you doing? What? So, we just started this. It's sometime in June.
Saturday night on June 14th, 2008, to be exact.
And we don't know when everyone's going to listen to this, so it could be...
Or if anyone's going to listen to this.
Right. If anybody at all ever will listen to this.
Well, I'm sure out of curiosity, and Lucas will listen to it.
Oh, yes.
Warning. What you're about to hear contains explicit lyrics. If you can't deal with that, fuck you.
Keep listening, because we're going to get to what you want to hear.
We'd like to hear happy and happy Lucas. It makes us happy.
I'm conjuring the demon that is known as Drunk Lucas.
Episodes.
Two drunks and a podcast.
We're back. We have threatened more people than HIV.
Two drunks and a podcast.
Yeah.
Drunks in a podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me take a bow.
My
favorite. Maybe
Lucas.
I should call him Danny. Still haven't figured out why he.
Oh yes, Danny.
Changed his name.
Okay, Danny.
I like his last name, Trioxin.
What? Okay.
Which I think is a drug.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. But anyways.
Yes.
But it sounds like Danny T. Wasn't the dude in Greece, Danny? Danny Zuko, yeah. That's what I thought of.
I'm sure he'll
Danny.
Be glad to know you think he's a character from Greece.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be delighted. Anyways.
Yes. And what were you saying about your boyfriend, Lucas?
Lucas.
You kind of like Lucas, don't you?
Nah, I did.
You did?
Yes.
No, he thinks you're psycho.
Yes.
And I don't blame him.
Whatever.
Obviously, I heard all the
drunk
phone calls you made.
That was a crazy person. That wasn't me.
Yes, no more drunk ass.
No. Nope.
Now she's Mary Jane.
Yes. But not, yes.
A lot of you out there are probably thinking,
what the hell is this show about anyway? All they do is argue and talk about pointless crap that goes on and on.
If so, then have no fear, because that won't always be the case. We will have actual segments that deal with specific topics. In fact, here's a quick rundown.
And now a word from our sponsor!
Yee-hoo! Oh, alright. What is that? Is that your penis? Oh my god, it's very, very big, too big, chong titi mo. I just go, you Filipino, pancit eating mother hamper. Yantot ang kantot, ang sakit. Ano na? Sinong nanay mo? Sinong nanay mo? Sinong nanay mo? Sandali, let me wipe your mouth.
Boner Pill X.
Now available at your local pharmacy.
Welcome back to the program.
Obviously, we won't be able to feature all of these segments on every show due to time restrictions, so what we're going to do is rotate the list with every episode to keep things interesting and fresh. Some of the segments will be permanent, of course, but I'm not going to say which ones because I want you to tune in and find out. Ain't I a stinker?
Wanted to talk about something.
Well, you want to talk to me about this whole podcasting thing. So
oh, yeah,
about
yeah,
the
yeah.
podcasting thing, because I said
well,
I
you're
don't
like,
know anything about it, so this is all
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so it's weird that you're even agreeing to do this, since you're not really into podcasting that much, other than, well, you've only really liked two podcasts, which was Two Drunks in a Podcast.
Well, I've listened to Real Horror, and I've liked some of their stuff. You hug up the iPod. I mean, I have nowhere to put them on, so I can't, like, be listening to them. My MP3 player doesn't play. Like, you on your iPod, it'll leave off at that part of the, you know.
Well,
but,
yes.
anyways, the point is I only like the Kevin Smith's podcast, which is the awesomest ever. And I used to like Two Drunks in the podcast. I think I've listened to every single one now. But I found them late in life. Late in their life, since they were only 1.5 years old, I guess, or something, right? Anyways, I found them in the last quarter of their life.
Yes.
I was Anna Nicole Smith. Two Drunks in the podcast was that old dude in the wheelchair.
Her husband?
Yeah, that old dude that died. She was only with him for like a year.
Oh, Jesus.
Towards the end of his life.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Wasn't it Milton? See?
So the best thing happened to him at the end of his life, and so the best thing that happened to Two Drunks was me.
We could definitely say you made their life interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
Because then they probably talked about you to their friends and talking about the stalker girl.
Probably not, because they said they don't talk to anybody. They don't want to let anybody know. Just like, you're not going to... Well, you don't have friends, so I guess you can't go tell them. But it's not like I'm going to go tell my friends. Oh, yeah, guess what I'm doing? Because I think it's... I don't know. It's not my thing. It's not like I'm the driving force. You are, so... I'm just talking.
Yes.
You're a big nerd. You're a comic nerd, that's why. Anyway, so that brings us to our next topic, comic nerd.
Good segue. That, folks, is what we call a segue.
It is?
Whatever. And we're not talking about the thing you drive.
Drive? Is that even driving, riding one of those? Is it driving?
Well,
I don't think it's driving.
It's motorized, like, so...
It's standing. All you do is stand.
I mean...
You lean forward and backward is
yes,
how
but
it
you
tells
also
you.
Have to... Well... whatever.
Yeah, with the little... I'm surprised. Maybe if I drove around, maybe we might see one of those people with Lakers flag on it. I've seen one, a dude with a United States flag all up, like he's, you know how, like,
yes.
You know, like if he's riding a bike and you have that long stick in the back of you,
yes,
like a flag thingy, and then, so, this dude has it, and, like, people put them on their cars now, like on antenna, so there's, like, this antenna thing on the back of the dude's, there's this one, I forgot, I was trying to go up, they were trying to go uphill, and they couldn't because they didn't have enough power, so they actually had to push it up the sidewalk. Because the little, you know, the ramp when you go from crosswalk, and it's a little ramp, and then you get on the sidewalk, well, it wouldn't go up the ramp. So they had to get up and push it up the rest of the little ramp when they crossed the street.
Weird.
So anyway, so then you're so gay, you have this, tell everybody about your desktop, your freaking wallpaper. What is it? I didn't even know what that was when you put it.
Well, I always change my desktop whenever I'm in the mood. I just change it because you get tired of staring at the same old thing over and over. So right now on there I have a desktop from a new movie that's going to be coming out this Christmas called The Spirit, which is based on an old comic from the, I believe it was the 40s, definitely the 50s, by Will Eisner, or Eisner. I think it's Eisner, actually.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep now.
Anyway, so then
I saw that. But the only reason why I know what it is now, because the first time I saw it, I didn't know what it was. But the only reason why I know what it is now is because on Yahoo Movies or something, they were advertising how they have new publicity photos for Spirit. And I'm like, what's that? And I click on it, and I go through all the pictures, but I didn't know what it was still. All I was looking at it, basically, well, first I got sucked into it because I said something about Scarlett Johansson publicity photo. And so then
she's
I see that. Right. I see it, and then it looks like it reminds me of a Sin City look.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, too.
Okay. And so anyway, so then I went through all the pictures, and then I see, and then Rosario Dawson's in it, right?
I don't know about that, but I know your favorite person, Eva Mendes, is.
Oh, yeah, that's who's in it.
She plays a femme fatale.
Or maybe Rosario Dawson, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Jamie King's in it, I know that.
Yeah.
And this one chick, I forget her name, but I know her face, and she has blonde hair, like, that'll be very descriptive. Some other dude, I think she plays a doctor. She's been in stuff, and I've seen her. I can't think of anything right now, though. But the dude that plays the spirit, I guess is the main character,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know who that dude is, do you?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I know, but he's like an unknown dude, like the Superman dude. And I'm
probably
saying dude.
Do you want me to tell you about why
I
it
guess
looks like
if you
Sin
can,
City?
If you can like do it quickly.
Sin City was created by Frank Miller.
Yes, okay.
It was
an
artist.
Andale.
So he is writing and directing The Spirit.
And he wrote and directed Sin City? Or he just directed, or he just wrote?
Well, as you remember, Robert Rodriguez directed.
Oh, yeah.
And Quentin Tarantino directed one scene in there also. Frank Miller also directed a certain scene in the movie, which I don't remember which one it was. And after that, he really wanted to direct a movie, and he loved the spirit. And this is going to be his first movie that he's written and directed.
Okay, and this Frank Miller dude, he wrote what else?
300.
And he before that?
Well, he did, well, back in the 80s, he did a lot of Daredevil comics.
Okay,
that he
that.
Drew.
Okay, people like me would know. I don't know nothing about comics, so.
Well,
like normal people.
Well, he wrote the screenplay for RoboCop 2.
Oh, yay.
Well, I thought it was good.
I guess I don't remember this long ago. I don't remember, no.
Well, I'm trying to think what else he's...
I don't remember the dude's name.
I mean, he's written and drawn a ton of Marvel comics and his own independent comics. All
right.
But this is his, like I said, this is his first film that he's actually written and directed together, you know,
okay.
As one.
And this is the movie you're going to cream over come December. Are you, wait, because you're already creaming over it because it's on your desktop, right? No? I don't know.
I think, I'm hoping it's not going to be too much like, you know, the look of Sin City, since that's already been done. It looks like he's going to have a little bit more fun with it, make it, you know, because I've seen the teaser trailer for it, and yes, I am making hand gestures. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be interesting. Oh, and the bad guy is called the Octopus.
Oh, yeah.
And he's played by Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
For every hero, you gotta have your main villain, and that's him. And the Octopus is one of those, he's like Lex Luthor, he's very smart and cunning. He prefers fighting with his mind. He's kind of like Mr. Glass
in
Unbreakable. Kind of reminded me of that. But anyway, next topic.
What else were you talking about? I left my notebook over there. I put spirit.
Yeah, that's where we're very...
And how gay you were.
What do you call it? Organized. Although, I think that was one thing we were going to talk about was...
Oh, yeah. Well,
about podcasting, because I really am into it, and Michelle isn't.
We started off that way, but
yeah,
then we got sidetracked.
Yeah, totally got sidetracked.
All right, whatever. Okay, go. What about...
All right, so you mentioned the two podcasts that you like.
The two podcasts that I like, yes.
And I have a whole list.
About Lucas. And
I have a whole
list. And we talked about Danny Zuko. So I'm going to call him Danny Zuko. Anyways, yeah. I don't even listen to those two new ones, because one thing was, I don't know, I'm just not listening. I don't...
Well, she doesn't like games, video games.
Yeah.
And,
first of
or
all,
horror, and I like...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
so
not really
into
video
even...
games that much, but they're funny. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I like listening to them.
Well,
it's
I
like
don't
listening
know.
To good old friends. And
yes.
Just sitting around bullshitting and
yeah, but the
only
stuff
fun.
I can't even relate to or I don't even know nothing about.
But see, they...
It's like listening to two people talk about Hillary Clinton and I almost said Osama. I always want to say that. Obama. Whatever.
Well, we're not going to talk politics on
this
show.
Yes, I know, but that's the whole point, too, though. That's the, like, it's two people talking about that crap or talking about the politics or who won what state and all that. Whatever. I don't even care.
So podcasting, what did you had questions or what?
No. I don't
well,
know.
Well, I did.
It.
Like, why?
Okay, can you say it
yes. Yes, yes,
can
yes.
you blow out everybody's ears? Wait. Yes, I hear someone. I just saw someone's eardrum burst right now.
Now their brain is oozing out of their skull.
Yes. Dude, please, if you're listening to this still, stop. Once your ear has burst, that means you must stop. Please. Step away from your iPod and call 911. Tell them you burst out your ear. Oh, don't clean your ears with Q-tips.
What is she talking about?
All right, tell me about podcasting.
Well, what do you want to know?
I'll just say
briefly the reason I'm doing this. I really like listening to podcasts.
Right.
Like, obsessively, because I feel that it's... just get so sick of listening to the radio and regular TV is all boring. It's, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to think.
So you like podcasting. Okay, that's it. That's what you wanted to tell me? You said you're good.
Well, I was going to give out the reason why I like it. I mean, I've lost my train of thought, so.
Well, just because you like listening to other podcasts, I don't know.
Well, not only that, I like what podcasting stands for, and that's being creative, doing your own thing. What?
Nothing. What?
You gave out a nothing, which I just guarantee you can hear.
No, you can't.
Whatever. I will pay
I
it
didn't
for
say
you.
Anything.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to listen to me talking.
Okay. I'm sitting here.
Yeah, and not even caring about what I'm saying.
Because you're not saying anything.
Well, I'm trying to get to it.
Okay, go.
And you're making me lose my train of thought.
Would you like to buy a map? You might
yes.
get to it faster. Would you like me to map quest it?
Yes, she...
Map quest it. Train of thought. Can you please help me find my train of thought? And when it says, you know, when it has the little box to enter in destination, train of thought.
Forgive her, folks. It's just her nature.
Yes, and I'm glad people are going to get to hear this.
Why?
So they can hear how what a...
What do you have to deal with?
How much of a bitch you sound sometimes.
Aww. How was that? But that
and
was
I
funny.
Guarantee when people, if people listen to this, they will write in and say, you sounded just a tad bit bitchy there.
I thought it was funny.
Yes, at my expense.
Yes.
Whatever. I'm so used to it, I don't even care. Well, secretly, deep down, I do. I am crying inside. So, but whatever.
What? Whatever. You need tissue.
Yes.
You used them all last night.
Yes.
With the lotion.
Well, I have to. Yeah, you won't give me anything.
Whatever.
Well, we didn't even mention the fact that, yes, we are obviously a couple.
We've been together a long time. But that's a story for another day.
Yes.
All right.
So... Some things have happened this week. Oh, let me tell you something funny that happened at work today. So I'm training at the new job, working as a cashier. And
a gas station.
Yes. Well, apparently one of the people who work there as a cashier, and you're there all day long. You work. Everybody works 8-hour shifts. So there's three people that work in a day because they're open 24 hours. So everybody's on the 8-hour shift. And that's it. So there's only one person for your shift. So the night guy who works graveyard, which is 12 to 8, apparently talks on the phone all the time, or was on the phone, and then also left, or somebody else left a little baggie full of roaches. Not
what?
Not roaches like cockroaches, but roaches like, you know, weed, like little joints, the end
really?
Of joints. But like a whole bunch. And it's like in a little speed bag or crack bag or home bag. I don't know. Tiny, one of those little plastic, a lot of times they come, you know, and buttons are in it. When you buy, like, dress shirts or dress pants, you know, they give you an extra button. Like, what the hell? They expect you to lose the button? Anyways, that's a whole different topic. Anyway, so in this little miniature, and it was pink tinted, so that's weird, and had a bunch of little, I would say there's probably 6 to 10 roaches in there.
And did you take one? Because you sure need one.
No. I don't need a roach. Anyways, I don't...
Sometimes.
The dude, he saw it the other day and it was still there this morning, so he got it and he was like, I know who this is. It's just weird. Why would they just leave it underneath, like they left it underneath the lotto machine?
Huh.
So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, and I got to deal with, I don't know. That was weird. What else? That's all. What was it?
Well, I can't... Well, that's...
You just don't have anything to add.
Yes.
Whatever. Then if this is zero episode, is this done yet?
Well, we gotta figure out how we're gonna stop it.
Push stop. It's a zero episode. They don't have high expectation. But if this is zero episode, then they're not gonna get this right first, are they?
Yes. That's the whole point.
I thought you'd do zero episode, like, after.
Basically, what a test run does is you just briefly explain what the show's gonna be about so people...
Expect. Well, then keep it short so that they'll make them want to listen to the main show, the real right. episode. So this should be this first one, even though it's zero episode, should be kind of like a teaser, like a half an episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another reason I didn't want to talk about anything really important until the first episode.
Important.
Yeah, this has definitely made it clear to me we're going to have it a little formatted like I wanted to begin with because I figured we were going to end up going all over the place and getting off a topic and...
And the whole point is you're supposed to go off topic because that's how you go to new topics.
Right.
All right, so then it's important to get off topic.
We'll see how it works.
It is essential.
But basically, I just wanted to go through the show, but I can do that on my own.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so what else do you want to talk about?
Nothing. You can just sign off, and then I can do it.
I can sign off, that's it. He just threw me away. That's it, everybody. Whatever else, he's going to finish it. So if it sucks really bad, make sure you let him know, please. Tell him. Tell him he sucks about me. All right? Or not. He can always try to find some other geek guy online, some other comic geeky. He can Skype. Skype him. He's going to Skype him.
Is that it? Any other witty banter you want to come up with?
I don't know. What else?
Well, she's also tired, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I won't go.
Please forgive her.
I'm tired.
Okay.
Bye. Yes. Hey, so long, farewell, avida, say does that. Adieu.
Okay. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
And that's the show, folks. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you come back. I promise that the next episode, our first episode, will be a lot better, and we'll actually have a format to it, and we have nice little things planned. So please visit us again. Give us a listen and let us know how we did. If you like the show, then contact us. I'm going to be giving out that information in just a little bit.
The podcast would like to thank the following for providing us with material that helped make our show much more enjoyable. The band 27 Miles for our intro music with their song Where I Belong, which can be found at www.indiepodcasting.com. You can also visit the band's official website at www.27milesmusic.com or their MySpace page at www.myspace.com/27miles and soundsnap.com for the high-quality sound effects that you heard throughout the show. If you have questions, comments, or just want to call us names, then contact us at blankpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, folks. Or leave us a voice message at www.snapvine.com/blankpodcast. Again, that's all one word with no separations. You don't have to register to leave a voice message either. Just go to our homepage at Snapvine, click on the Leave a Voice Comment button under our profile photo, and follow the instructions that follow. And that's it. You can also leave us a message when you're mobile by dialing the following Skype number, 1206-777-0951. Charges do apply, of course. And be sure to check out our MySpace page for the latest news and updates about the show, and to contact us through the various ways that I just mentioned, at www.myspace.com/blankpodcast. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Until then, have a good one.
Dear Diary, today I cut the throat of someone named Carl Bishop.
When a man can't stop his desire to commit murder, what does he do? Especially when his victims are other serial killers. From the mind of Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, author of Number One with a Bullet and Shadow Falls, Badlands, comes his most twisted novel yet, Diary of a Madman. Subscribe today and listen for free only at PacificCoastHellway.podshow.com.
Dear Diary, I don't know who's next, and I don't think I can stop myself.